Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and for your sports break for this October 20th, where we will tell you all about the great athletes that had great events on October 20th throughout history and the uniform numbers they wore when they did that. But first of all, let's make sure that you know that you can get our daily newsletter. Comes out every day, 6:30 a.m. Real easy to sign up. Go to the very show notes of this very podcast or at the top of pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com. Sign up to easy questions. You'll know everything that's going on in the pig pen, all of our latest releases each and every day. Now let's get to those uniform numbers that we're going to talk about for this October 20th. The numbers are 10, 3, 4, 5, 12, 11, 17, 54, 32, 16, 15, number 25, 27, and 55, as well as number 22. Now let's get into the October 20th, 1934, the All-Star team led by Connie Mack, including players like Babe Ruth of the Yankees, number 3, Jimmy Fox, the Athletics, number 3, and Lou Gehrig, Yankees, number 4, got on a boat and sailed to Japan for an 18-game series against the Big Six University League. Quite an exhibition over there of the great MLB All-Stars of the 1930s on display over in Japan. October 20th, 1935, the Detroit Tigers future Baseball Hall of Fame first baseman Hank Greenberg, number 5, was named the American League Most Valuable Player by the Baseball Writers of America Association. Boston Red Sox pitcher number 12, Wes Farrell, was the runner-up that year. October 20th, 1936, Carl Hubble, the Detroit Tigers number 11, who was a pitcher, had a season record of 26-6, edged out Dizzy Dean, number 17 of the Cardinals, and his stellar 24-13 record for most valuable player honors in the National League. October 20th, 1946, Frank Sino, number 54 of the Chicago Cardinals, returned a kickoff 105 yards against the New York Giants. October 20th, 1963, Jim Brown, number 32 of the Cleveland Browns, on this date set an NFL single-season rushing record, 1,863 yards gained on the season at this point. October 20th, back there in 63. October 20th, 1965, the 19th National Hockey League All-Star Game in Montreal Forum in Montreal, Quebec. The All-Stars beat the Montreal Canadiens 5-2. Most valuable player was Henri Richard, number 16, the center of the Montreal Canadiens. October 20th, 1976, the New York Nets sold the rights to a player named Julius Irving, also known as Dr. J by most of us, to the Philadelphia 76ers. Dr. J wore that number 32 for the Nets when he played with them, and then he switched over to the number 6 when he was on the Sixers. October 20th, 1982, the World Series, St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3 at Busch Stadium for 4-3 in a series triumph. Most valuable player was St. Louis catcher Daryl Porter, number 15. Now you're probably questioning yourself, those of us that are a little bit younger, you're saying, hey, you know, St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers, how could that be? They're both National League teams. Well, the Brewers were in the American League till not that long ago, a few decades ago, they switched over to the National League, but they were in the American League at that time. October 20th, 1984, the New York Islanders number 22, Mike Bossy's 30th career hat trick with 4 goals in a game he played that day. October 20th, 1988, a World Series, Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Oakland A's 5-2 at Oakland Alameda County Coliseum to clinch a 4-1 series win. Most valuable player was that Los Angeles pitcher Oral Hershiser, who wore number 55 for Dodger Blue. October 20th, 1990, in the World Series, the Cincinnati Reds beat the A's 2-1 in at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum to sweep Oakland and win the Reds' fifth title. The most valuable player was Reds pitcher Jose Rio, who wore number 27 for the Big Red Machine. And October 20th, 1996, the Atlanta Braves' Andrew Jones, wearing number 25, became the youngest player to hit a home run in a World Series. Very interesting indeed. Could be a trivia question someday when you're at your local watering hole playing one of those contests. So that is your sports history for today. That is your sports break, October 20th. Glad you could join us for this little bit of history. Hope you'll join us each and every day for more. In the meantime, go to sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, jerseydispatch.com. We have the history for you. It's sitting there waiting. There's hours upon hours of podcasts and reading and pictures and just all kinds of very interesting things that'll keep your sports history knowledge sharp as a tack. So when you next time you go to that watering hole and you're in those contests, you'll be well-rounded. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.